Hi, and welcome to the Urban Homesteader Podcast, where I'm your host, Samantha McClure. On this podcast, I will share my family's adventures on our one-acre homestead in the middle of small-town USA, from homeschooling and cooking to animals and everything in between.
Hey guys, let me butt in for a second and add this disclaimer for your sake and mine. If you go foraging, make sure you practice sustainable foraging practices and you check the law. Every area has different laws regarding what can and cannot be foraged, and you don't want to be digging up anything or pulling up or harvesting anything that is considered endangered or dangerous. A great place to check for local ordinances and laws regarding foraging in your area is with the U.S. Forest Service. You can also check with each individual park that you are hunting. If you use private land, just be respectful. There are animals that also eat the things that you're foraging, and you don't want to wipe out an entire species, whether it's the plant that you're overpicking or the animals that feed on it. Just practice sustainable foraging. Check the laws, check the regulations. Sometimes permits are required, sometimes permits are not required. And if you forage, make sure it's for personal use. Do not sell, do not give away. It needs to be for personal use. And before you ingest anything, make sure you have a 100% positive identification, and that if you're cooking it and planning to eat it, that you have cooked it appropriately. You have prepared it appropriately, because some things, while they are edible, if they are not prepared appropriately, they can make you very, very sick. And I want you to be safe. I want you to forage responsibly, and I want everyone to enjoy this beautiful pastime legally. Thank you so much for your time. One of my family's favorite pastimes is hiking and foraging. We have our favorite spots to hunt and pick berries, mushrooms, and more. As we are experienced, we don't generally need much in the way of identification material, but that wasn't always the case. If you're new to foraging and looking for some books or apps to help you, this is the blog and podcast for you. There are some amazing books out there full of information to help you make a positive identification. Let's start with the Peterson's Field Guide to Edible Wild Plants of Eastern and Central North America. This is a great all-around book to keep on hand. Due to its size, you can easily put it in your backpack for on-the-go reference. It covers a wide range of plants and fungi and tells you about dangerous lookalikes as well. It's definitely one to keep on hand. I keep it in my backpack and it goes everywhere with me when we go foraging. I also keep it in the car with my backpack just in case, you know, you could be down the road and see, ooh, what is that? And pull off and you can look. One of our favorite things to do is to hunt mushrooms. So if you're looking into foraging mushrooms, I have found The Complete Mushroom Hunter by Gary Linkoff to be a great resource. It's got a lot of information on the various mushroom families, recipes, fun anecdotes. I'm pretty sure I butchered that word. About his adventures in mycology. It's one of my daughter's favorite books to read. I found my copy of the book at Tractor Supply, but I'm sure you can order it from any of your favorite bookstores without a problem. It's great, colorful pictures, lots of descriptions. It shares recipes. We really enjoy that book. Another book that I recently found is a book that covers the fungi in the Carolinas specifically. And of course I bought it because I live in the Carolinas and I want books that are tailored to my area. But it's called A Field Guide to Mushrooms of the Carolinas, and it's by Alan Bassett, Arlene Bassett, and Michael Hopping. I found it at Books a Million. It goes into details about the mushrooms in my area, covers dangerous lookalikes. It also shares information about previous name changes and other important information that you might or might not need. It describes the mushrooms in detail, helps you figure out where the best places are to look for them. It's a really fascinating book. I think it was like $25. Can't beat that. one of the apps I use, if you're into using apps, I found this one to be extremely awesome. It is called Picture This. I found it in the Apple Store. It doesn't cost anything, though they do have a paid membership. It's $30 a year, $29.99, and it comes with care guides and diagnosed plants, diseases, and stuff like that. But really, I just use it to get the name of the plant. You just take a picture, loads it into its database, matches it to the closest looking relative. Sometimes it'll give you several options because, I mean, plants do look alike. And yeah, it's been great because then I can go home and I can cross-reference in my field guides and look online and check my Facebook groups and just kind of get some information about that plant. They also have a rock version. I don't know if you guys go rock hunting, but my family does. We love rocks. A lot of rocks come home with my children. But yeah, they have a rock group too, or a rock app. My kids think it's cool. My husband's favorite resource for identifying plants, or just anything in general, is Google. Did you know that Google will allow you to take a picture of something and then it too will upload it into its database and help you find a match? That is really cool. I don't know what we ever did without Google. And yes, I do remember a time before Google. My age is showing. It was a while back. But Google's got us spoiled. Google has us so much so very spoiled. There's so much information that can be gleaned off the internet with just that little bitty app. I love Google. I hope Google's around forever. It's amazing. Another fun resource that I use are the people around me. There are so many people that know so much thing. So much things. Y'all, my English is awful today, and I'm really excited and want to share this information with you. But there are so many people out there that have so much information, and just talking to them, you can learn a lot. One of my favorite ways to learn something is to talk to people. I also teach by talking. Usually I take a couple of friends out and we go hiking and point things out and help them find things and answer questions. And it's something I enjoy doing because foraging is a passion of mine and I'm really excited about it. So I'm happy to share my knowledge with others. So I hope you can find these resources useful. And of course, I'm always happy to help identify something. You can just shoot me a message or email me at theurbanhomesteader@gmail.com. I plan to start a series on my blog on my website, theurbanhomesteader.com, where I share some of the wild edibles around me. Generally, I start in my yard and just kind of talk about them. So if you have any wonderful wisdom, you have recipes that you enjoy, feel free to email me, find me on Facebook, share online. I'm happy to learn something all the time. So happy foraging, y'all.